Hello, everyone. Happy New Year.
Oh.
Three?
Oh, you meant the clap. Oh, my God. I literally just sat here clapping like this. I hate myself.
Happy New Year.
It's like, okay.
You thought we were going to do like a roll into the season with just all three of us clapping?
All right. Anyway.
I love that.
We've lost our mojo.
2, 1.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to season 2 of Pod It Together podcast. Happy New Year. I'm Becca, and I'm joined with my co-hosts Adam and Nicole.
Hello.
Yay, we're back.
2021, baby.
2021. That's right. So we just sat and talked for like an hour.
So typical. Awesome.
Very typical, but we were just talking about lots of stuff, but we want to talk about our holiday season and New Year's. I mean, we're recording this on Friday, January 1st, 2021. It's currently 4:20 for me.
Not for me.
For me too.
The time of day is 4:20, everyone. Your girl is not partaking. Anyway, just to clarify. But let's talk about that, because we also want to talk about in this episode. So let me just give you a breakdown. In this episode, we're going to talk about our intentions for 2021 with plants. You know, our goals, maybe some things we're looking for, stuff like that, just to get ready, get the new year started on the right foot plant-wise. But let's talk about our holiday season first. So who wants to go first? Okay, why do I feel like I'm a teacher again? Like, no one raising their hand, and I'm just up there like, right. Nicole? Nicole just raised her hand.
I guess I'll go. Okay, sure. So, for one, I missed you guys a lot.
Ditto.
I'm so happy that we were recording. Yay. Yes, but for Christmas, I feel like Christmas felt a little... It was just a little strange this year, you know, like I feel like it came really fast. We decorate the day after Thanksgiving every single year, like it's holiday tradition. We put our tree up and all our decorations. But I feel like those 4 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I blinked and they were gone. I don't know where they went. But it was nice. It was quiet. Usually our Christmases are quiet. We rarely ever travel for the holiday just because we want to avoid the chaos. So it really wasn't that much different for us specifically, but I just feel like the vibe around the world was a little bit weird. Like the spirit was a little bit muted, you know? But I got 2 presents that I have been wanting. So let me tell you what I got for Christmas. And then I want to hear what you guys got too. So starting a new channel in 2021 called Nicole's Clean Kitchen, which I'm really excited about.
Yay! Go subscribe, everyone.
Yes. And after seeing your New Year's Eve snacks, I was like, yeah, I can't wait for this channel. I can't wait.
So I got a new knife set. And I can't even tell you, like, it was one of those things where if you would have used my knives, you would have been like, wait, you're going to start a cooking channel with these dull pieces of crap? And I would have been like, yeah, fight me. But I got a new knife set and they are just beautiful. Like, I want to cook all the time now because I can actually cut through meats and vegetables. So Yay. It was, yeah, Jay got them for me. And then there was a scratch in the side of it. And I was like, oh, man. And like, it's kind of like a matte black, like the stand that it's in is a matte black. And I was like, this doesn't look good. Like, normally I'm not like a complainer, but I emailed them just to see if they would maybe give me a discount or whatever. They sent me an entirely new set. Was like, Whoa. Here, we're going to send you it. So I have 2 knife sets. And it's just like, I felt bad. I was like, no, you don't have to. And they're like, no, yeah, we want to send it to you. I was like, do you want me to send this one back? She's like, no, we don't want that to get in the hands of anybody. So styled settings, best customer service I've ever experienced in my life. Like, great.
That's so styled awesome.
Settings?
Styled settings. Yeah, they're on Amazon, and I think they have a website, but when I go, like, to shop directly on their website, it pulls me over to Amazon. So I think that their storefront is through Amazon. But they have a lot of really cute stuff. And the knife set's really nice. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. So I got that. And then I also got a new utensil set. So like a big slated spoon, tongs, whisk, all the whole thing, which I needed because mine, like I had like all these mismatched stuff from like years ago, you know, like you move and you just keep it all. And yeah. It's just like not aesthetically pleasing. But I got a new set of that, and I was really excited about that. So those are my Christmas presents that I'm excited to show everyone. And New Year's Eve, I don't know, like we didn't do much yesterday, which was New Year's Eve. We managed to stay up till midnight, which was an accomplishment because I was so tired all day. We made some appetizers, and it was just me, Jay, and Mia, and we ring in New Year's Eve New York time. So, Eastern time, because Jay's from New York. So we celebrate that. Then we celebrate Chicago time with like my mom, cause she's in Arizona. So we like kind of count down twice every year. So that was fun. It was fun. And then we just went to bed. Party animals, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. Your appetizers look delicious. Tell them about what you made. I think, New Year's Eve appetizers is probably one of my favorite holiday things. It's just awesome. I love it.
Same. Well, my mom used to throw parties every single year for New Year's Eve. So she would make like meatballs and cucumber sandwiches and like pigs in a blanket, which we call them Little Smokies, because that's actually what they're called on the package, is Little Smokies.
Well, I mean, but the wieners are Little Smokies, but if you wrap them, they're no longer a Little Smoky. They're a pig in a blanket.
They're a piggy in a blanket. So I did those because like New Year's Eve just isn't New Year's Eve without pigs in a blanket to me anyway. I did those, and then we did chicken and waffles, which was a recipe I got off of Pinterest, which was really good. Mm-hmm. And I did the chicken in the air fryer. Oh, which was another gift I got from my sister-in-law, my air fryer. I totally forgot about that. I've literally been using it every single day since I got it.
Oh, yeah. I use mine every day. Well, Steve uses it every day.
Do you have the two, the Ninja 2 basket?
No, I just have the one basket. It was one of the treasure truck deals, because living in Phoenix now, like there's this Amazon treasure truck, and like you can, they have like daily deals that they text you out in the morning. And then if you want it, you can get it, but they only have a limited amount. And that was the first time I ever did anything through treasure truck. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so then you basically just go to the location the truck is, and they have like fun and games, and then you get your
oh cool.
But yeah,
what the heck, that's so fun.
Air fryer,
yeah, so
perfect.
The air fryer, oh my gosh. Well, she got us the Ninja 2 basket one, and it's just, when I first saw it, I was like, okay, this is huge, but it actually fits on my counter perfectly, and it cooks a lot of food. Because then my second thing was going to be like, well, is this gonna like be enough food for like the whole family? Totally is. Like, I could fit like 6 chicken breasts in that thing. It's insane.
Whoa.
Yeah. Becca, highly recommend. Seriously.
I have like a tiny air fryer, and I cut my chicken, like anytime I cook in it, I cut my chicken into like almost chicken nugget sizes, and I put it in there, and I do like one chicken breast at a time.
Oh,
I need to get a bigger one.
Yeah. The Ninja, I'll send you the link. But so we did the chicken and waffles, which was really, really good, because I've never in my entire life had chicken and waffles. Have you guys ever had chicken and waffles?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I have.
It's good. I have never had it. So I did them like in little appetizer form, you know. And then I did pizza, pepperoni pizza roll-ups, which is so easy. It's just like Pillsbury pizza crust. You just put some marinara sauce on there, some cheese, some pepperoni. Roll it up, put it in the oven, bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing.
Super simple.
Bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. But yeah, I mean, my holidays were pretty lame, but I was with family, so that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Relaxing. How about you, Adam?
You know, my holidays were pretty chill. I'm trying to think of what I did. We just stayed home, obviously. And so it was just the two of us. Just the two of us.
Two of us.
We can make it if we try.
But yeah, it was nice. Christmas was nice. The day after Christmas, I went through one of those drive-through light displays with my friends here in town, Jessica, the Pope, and their family. And
yeah,
we all piled into a car. It wasn't as exciting as I thought it was going to be, but it was also better than I was thinking it was going to be. I don't know how those two contrasting comments coincide, but it was fun. And then for New Year's, I played some games online with some friends back in Illinois, and then promptly fell asleep at 11:45 and completely missed the countdown. I had every intention to get onto my Animal Crossing island to celebrate with my friends, but I plugged my Switch in so it could charge, and then I laid on the couch and didn't get back up for another hour and a half. So, whoopsies.
Very cool.
Okay, but what did you get for Christmas?
Oh, I did not get the drone that I wanted, but that's okay. I did get a GoPro,
Steve.
No, a GoPro 9, which I'm really excited about.
I saw that. Whoa. I saw you messing with it on Instagram.
Just for,
very,
you know,
cool,
like cruise vlogs or whatever, can jump in the ocean with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I got a projector for, like,
I saw that.
So basically,
too,
my front living room, because, you know, we have like the two living rooms. The front room where all my plants and stuff are, like, that's where it's going to be, because it's almost like a drive-in theater in your house. It's kind of fun.
That is so cool.
And, you know, then my friend Jessica said, like, this summer, watch Jaws outside while floating in the pool. And I was like, I don't think I can do that. But I will. I'll watch other movies. I just don't think I can do Jaws in the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like watching Twister. Like,
oh, my gosh. That sounds so dreamy to project it onto your, like, backyard wall and... Yeah. Swim.
Yeah.
Can I come over?
Yeah, you can.
I'll be there.
We watched Wonder Woman on Christmas night because it came out on HBO. The plot had more holes than Swiss cheese, but it was still good. I enjoy movies. I don't really care. Like, I don't care if it's like super detailed plot or whatever. I just enjoy the movies. But it was a fun movie to watch.
My girls watched it and they absolutely hated it. We wanted to watch it and they were like, no, don't waste your time. But I mean, they're 15, 13, and 11.
See, okay. I think that, like, somebody starts talking about a movie being bad and then it's just like the whole world just like assumes it's bad, and then everyone just has that same... I mean, it wasn't as good as the first Wonder Woman, but it was still good. Like, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, there were parts I would have changed, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What about you, Becca?
Me? Okay, so, man, Christmas felt so weird, like Nicole was saying. Like, it was just, like, a strange, like, the whole holiday season has felt strange, but in a way, it was good. Like, it was still really sweet to, like, be with family and, like, spend time not working, because I basically took the whole, well, I took the whole week off from, like, my day job, and then just inadvertently took the time off with De La Plans. I haven't posted a video since, like, I think the Thursday before Christmas week. So it's been a bit, but I have never really, well, I have done that before, but it was always prompted. This time I just did it. I just ghosted everyone. So sorry, but also I don't feel that bad.
No.
You're totally forgiven.
You know, it was just nice to relax and not have any obligations, and I cooked an entire Christmas dinner, which
you did.
Yes. Okay, Nicole, you'll be so proud because I made, let me tell you everything I made. And this, most of these things were from scratch. Actually, I think all of them were. So I made apple pie, which I always make for the holidays. I made mashed potatoes, a Christmas ham, like a spiral ham. Which that wasn't really from scratch. I just put it in the oven. And then what else? I made whipped cream for the pie, green beans. I made my own cranberry sauce.
Ooh.
I made a lot of cookies, like chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, and sugar cookies, and the frosting for the sugar cookies. Like, I was cooking literally all day. But if you really, like, if you know me, if you follow closely, you know that I hate cooking. But I loved it that day. It was really fun.
That's so fun. Well, plus I feel like this was your first time, like, away from the state that you lived in your whole life, like, mm-hmm. living out of state. And you have this, like, big, beautiful kitchen that you put so much of your blood, sweat, and tears into already. That, for real. That probably had a lot to do with, like, just enjoying being in the kitchen, you know?
Well, and you have you have the open floor plan, so, like, you were still in with your family and, like, you know, you weren't just, like, off in another room.
Exactly. Yeah. See, that's the thing about an open floor plan that I love. It's just you can be with people while still cooking. That's the part that I hate, is being so isolated.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just feel like the kitchen is always the place. Like, whenever you have parties and stuff, it just feels like the kitchen is usually the place where people congregate.
It is.
So. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I agree. And, like, when you have a little bar, like, I'm so excited for, like, next year to just, like, really host. I want to host. I want people to come over. I already decided I want to go somewhere for New Year's Eve, like, on a trip or something. Like, God willing.
Same.
But for Christmas, I got some rain boots, like, from Hunter. Do you guys know the company? Hunter.
Yeah.
What Hunter color? Rain boots. They're black, which is perfect for me. And so that's like my big gift, like, for my parents. And then, well, my Nintendo Switch, we got that a few months ago, but that was basically like, okay, this is your Christmas present, Becca. Daniel loves to do that, but it's fine. So the Nintendo Switch was basically my Christmas present, but I got a few odds and ends. Like, my sister got me some earrings, and my grandparents sent me an indoor-outdoor temperature reader, which is really nice.
Oh, cool.
And then, my great-grandma, she and I were, like, basically the same size. Like, she was basically my size. So all of her old coats fit me. So, like, over the years, I've just accumulated, I think I have, like, 3 or 4 of them now. And my grandma sent me another one. And it's, like, black faux fur. And it looks like it was, like, made at home. You know what I mean? But it wasn't. But it looks like it. Like, it's so old that it's before, like, crazy sewing machines. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can just tell That's by so the stitching. Cool. So that was so cool to have, like, another one of her coats. So
that's so fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
So how did your family like your new abode, the De La Resort?
The De La Resort. No, they were really impressed by it. My family drove from Arizona, so they were super, like, happy to arrive, and they loved it. Like, they said it was perfect, the perfect size, like, which is, like, really validating, because sometimes I get, like, down on myself that, like, this is a house we bought. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's just you have these, it's like purchase regrets. What is that called?
Buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Buyer's remorse. There you go. Yeah. And, like, it's fine. There's no need for it. And it was just nice to, like, hear them say, like, no, it's perfect. Like, this is great for you guys. So they loved it. And they brought all 3 of their dogs. So there was 5 dogs running around.
Whoa.
It was crazy. But yeah, it was good.
Did either of you have a white Christmas?
No.
No. We were supposed to, but the storm came too early on. Like, it came through, it snowed a little bit, and then it snowed after Christmas. Like, we had a white New Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did too. It's not necessarily, like, snowy, but it's frozen. So it looks, everything looks white. Which is fine with me. That's still fun.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, wait, I had to tell you guys this really funny thing. So there's this, like, hole in our driveway that I just hate. I've twisted my ankle in it, like, 4 times, and I just, like, cursed this hole in my driveway. But it filled up with water and froze, and it looks like a tiny ice rink for fairies.
Oh my God.
You that know, sounds like your next TikTok buy
some,
video.
You should go buy some miniatures and just have, like, a little photo shoot out there.
I know. I was like, what can I do on TikTok? Like, I'm like, TikTok.
It's a little ice rink for fairies. You know, that's homophobic, and I'm reporting you.
You know what? It would be
I wear a
you,
size
though,
13. I
notice.
Couldn't fit in that pond.
It It would be you to notice something so simple as like a puddle frozen on the ground and make it something beautiful. the first time it snowed, I think you almost had a heart attack.
Yeah, because it was in like October and I was like, what is this? Oh my gosh, what's this?
Oh no, but I'll what's never this? Forget the first time that you saw a lightning bug. Like that was, that almost made me cry.
I know.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was live on a voice memo, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I visited Columbia in like July to look at the house that we bought, and I was outside at my Airbnb and I saw lightning bugs for the first time. And I was voice chatting them, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I think I just saw a lightning bug. What? And I had to like stop. You sent a video. Yeah, and then I sent a video. It was just the most exciting thing. But and then New Year's happened. And New Year's, it was literally last night. I'm going to quickly say this because I feel like I've been talking for a very long time.
We all have. It's okay.
But last night was so anticlimactic. It's almost worse than Adam's story.
Ouch. It's almost worse, but no, it's definitely not as bad as his. Just kidding.
No, okay, so I made some hors d'oeuvres. I made this like sausage dip that I always make, and then I made brie cheese with like fig jam on it with some crescent rolls. It was so good. Yum. And what else? I made something. Oh, I made a cheese board. Anyway, not the point. Okay, so I had all these things. I had my dessert wine and I was drinking wine and watching a movie, but I set it up so that the movie would be done by 11:30, but I did the time math wrong and it was 10:30 when I started it, and I don't know why I did that. I don't know what was going on. I had some wine, I don't know. And then
dessert wine.
Yeah, I had my dessert wine with like 2% alcohol, and that was enough for me. I had a hangover this morning, just in case you were wondering. So Daniel comes downstairs, my movie's still on, and he's like, yeah, it's almost midnight. And he like goes into the bathroom and I look down and it's midnight, and I'm like, what the heck, why? Like, how, this is how 2021 is gonna start? Like, my husband's on the toilet. I'm like playing Animal Crossing.
My husband's on the toilet. Yeah, he can't take that shit into the new year. Come on.
No.
No, he's gonna drop
no old
off.
Shit. So that happened, and he comes out, and I'm like, well, I guess we should like kiss or something. And like, oh, it was so bad. And I was like crying. So bad. But yeah, I was like so sad I missed the countdown. That was basically the first time in my life I've missed the countdown, so it was kind of sad. But then I woke up this morning to like white everything, like it was beautiful, and I put on some makeup, I did my hair, and now we're here.
Yeah,
now we're here. 2021. Yes.
And audience, you can't see her, but she's literally put on lotion like 4 times since we've been on this FaceTime, so I think she's trying to get used to that dry heat.
Becky is officially hydrated.
My skin is very dry. I've been noticing, like, we've been running our fireplace like a lot, and it just dries out everything.
Yeah.
My face is like flaking. TMI. But I was like, Hiram, don't come for me. Okay.
All right. What are we talking about today?
Nicole, I already said what we're talking about.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
sorry.
She did.
Man.
That's totally... I'm sorry. I feel like a yacht. No. Don't worry. We're talking about our, like, planty intentions for 2021.
Yay.
One of you has to go because I've been talking for a long time.
Okay.
And I feel subconscious about it.
We're going to sing our way through 2021.
I just feel like every time you talk, you just always immediately feel like you've been talking forever. And I've never once
I don't feel
had
that
thought or felt that way about you, like ever. Nicole talks
I
way
feel...
too much, but you... No, I'm just kidding. Neither
I
one
do
of you.
Talk
no, you
way
do
too
not.
Much.
No, you do not.
Well, thank you.
I'm not a resolutions guy, you know, like the New Year's resolutions, just because I would just feel guilty about shirking it 2 weeks into the year. So I just don't.
Yeah.
But I guess my...
I didn't think you were going to say 2 weeks into the year. Yeah. I thought you were going to say, I just feel bad about jerking it.
I said shirking. Shirk.
First episode's got to be labeled explicit, I see.
Genuinely thought you said, I'd feel bad just jerking it. Oh my God, is this like a new phrase? Did Adam just let us know, like, self-pleasure is number one this year?
Oh my gosh, I have tears. I have tears streaming down my face. All right.
Okay, you said shirking it with a S-H.
Shirking it.
Shirk, yes.
I've never heard that before. My apologies. I'm excited to listen to this episode.
Okay, planty intentions. I think that, I don't know. I think that my intentions this year personally are just to be content and not like having to search for the next new plant or the next popular plant or the next, I don't know, it plant, but like just to be content and grow out the ones that I have and enjoy those and keep them happy and healthy. I don't know. Is that the kind of intentions we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think I still go through those periods with plants and like my plant collection where sometimes like I just don't even like acknowledge them for like a week just because life gets you down or something happens and maybe your mood's just not in the right spot. And so I get overwhelmed sometimes with the amount of plants that I have in those moments. And I just want to, I don't know, I think getting new plants, I don't really know how to say it, but you know, having those moments where you feel overwhelmed and then also trying to get new plants at the same time, it's just like those two things don't really go together to me. So I'm trying to figure out a good balance there as far as like being content and managing what I have and caring for what I have and caring for my own mental health, but just like keeping it manageable. That's just what I want for 2021 for myself.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, with the LECA, it's easier to manage in those moments where I have like the issues of like not wanting to do anything with my plants for a week. But, you know, what are you going to
do? Yeah, I feel you on that. Are you done?
I guess so. No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't mean it like that.
I know you didn't.
Take that out.
I know you didn't.
Okay, my turn.
Oh, God. Okay, I just was making sure before I started talking.
No, I know.
Okay. Well, I think I share some of your intentions. I definitely like want to, I feel like I am content with a lot of my plant collection, but there are those times where I feel a little overwhelmed with it too. But I am noticing that ever since I got my grow lights, like game changer with these grow lights, I will scream it from the rooftops for forever. They're getting huge. Like I've never experienced plant growth in the winter like I have this year. So I think one of my intentions, like a huge one for me this year, is to chop and propagate like some of my more quote unquote rarer plants or harder, uncommon, harder to find plants that people that might just be starting a plant collection, you know, maybe seeking out that just like can't afford them or just, you know, I don't know, just don't want to dump that much money into that plant because they're newer into plants and like share them because that's what happened to me in 2020. Like so many people, including you guys, shared these more uncommon plants with me. And like the feeling that I got, like when I got them, I was like, oh, like, let's see if I could keep this alive, you know, it was just so good. And it was so nice. Like specifically my Thai constellation brought me so much joy and it's now four leaves. And I'm propagating a piece of it. So I'm really excited about it. But I just want to like share plants this year more. I feel like I didn't get to do that a lot in 2020. So I want to like chop, prop, and share more plants this year. Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done.
No. No, I think the sharing, like, I've always been on the share train as far as, like, I don't know. I mean, you guys know, because I'm like, I'm fine with, like, oh, I'll cut this and give it to you. Just
you're
because
constantly sharing plants.
I just, yeah, constantly. Like, if I've cared for something and made it grow, like, and my friend wants that, then, like, yes, I would love to just gift that because, you know, like I've said before and like you guys have said before, then it's a plant with a story. Like, oh, I got this from Adam, or I got this from Becca, or I got this from Nicole. Like, it means more than just being like, oh, I found this on a Facebook marketplace. Like, yeah, I love any plants that I get, but when they come from someone who I care about and their collection or that kind of situation, I think it means a little more to me. And then also you're helping out people because you're not trying to get the most money as you can from it. You're gifting a right. plant. And I think that's special.
Yeah. And definitely like plant, like sharing that thought of plants coming from friends. Cause I know every single plant that you guys have given me and I'm like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I feel like I put way more attention on those plants than I do plants I buy from like my local plant nursery or Home Depot, you know, like, cause I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, I could just get those again. You know, they'll have them, they'll restock. But I can't get a cutting off of Adam's Opavata Splash anytime, you know? So
that's really sweet.
Yeah, that's definitely one of my, I've been thinking about it a lot lately. So I've already started chopping and propping. So mm-hmm. we'll see. It's cold now, though. I ain't sending any plants in the mail right yeah. now. It's so cold.
It is. I really want to do some chopping and propping, but I did a little bit of it, and the plants that I did it to are, they're not doing well. So really? I think it might be just like a combination of moving and also winter. I don't mm-hmm. know. I've never had issues like this before. So I feel like it has to do with the moving and the weather because those are the only things that changed.
New climate, yeah.
Yeah, but I chopped and propped my philodendron varicosum, and it's ooh. Not doing well at all.
It's not. I'm are kind you of using scared. Water?
It was in water and it was going downhill, so I put it in spag. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I have had better luck with spag lately. Yeah. Not, I don't know. I haven't checked on the plant specifically yet, but yeah, it's not. And that's a plant that I'm like, God, it would really suck to kill that. Because number one, I got it from a friend. And number two, they're so expensive. Like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
If I was to rebuy that plant, it would be ridiculous.
So do you put them when you do that? Do you put them in like a humidity box or do you just kind of have them on the shelf?
See, okay. I had them in my greenhouse, but for some reason here, my greenhouse does not hold humidity at all. Mm-hmm. Like it'll be, at, I mean, it's like a little bit more. Like my house sits at like 20% humidity right now, which is so bad. But in the summer, we had, like, when we came here in the fall, we had to have a dehumidifier because it would get up to, like, 70% humidity in the house. So I'm confident yeah. that we'll be okay later, but.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah. But with the greenhouse, it'll get to, like, 40% humidity, which is definitely better than the surrounding. But so I guess it usually sits at, like, 20% higher than the rest of my house because at my old house, it was, like, 60 to 70% humidity in there, and my house was like 40% humidity all the time. Anyway, not the point. So I put a bunch of stuff in there thinking that the humidity would rise, and I put like a carpet underneath it to hold the moisture as well, and it just is not working. So I decided 100% I'm going to get an IKEA greenhouse cabinet and convert it.
Yes.
Well, it's called, what is it actually? It's not called a greenhouse cabinet,
Mills
but everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I think
about.
It's Mills
yeah.
Bow.
Millsbow, yeah. So supposedly they're going to be back in stock like this week. That's what IKEA is saying online. So once that happens, I'm going to get it and like convert it and do the whole project because I'm with Adam on like wanting to really like cultivate and like treat my current plants really well because, I mean, last year I slowed down the plant buying a lot, but I feel like my plants just like really need some TLC and I want to give them that because I have not felt up for it. And so I want to really work on that and like get some heating mats and get some grow lights so that I don't lose more plants because we're struggling a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist on any of this, but like, my plants don't seem to go dormant here. I think my alocasias maybe have went dormant, but like, since there's still quite a bit of light here in Arizona, and so maybe you've just like, well, you've never dealt with that because you don't get, you know, maybe, I mean, how many hours of sunlight are you seeing a day? Like 8 to 10, if even?
If that.
Yeah, it's bright from like 9 o'clock to 4, usually. So that's not, is that even 8 hours? I don't even think that's 8 hours. Seven hours?
That's seven, yeah.
So, the, yeah, that's, and this week, no sunlight at all. It's cloudy all week. Like, I'm like, I need the lamp.
Give me the lamp. Yes. Give me that vitamin D. But yeah, so like, I think that like, maybe your plants are just like in their little dormancy period. And it's because like, okay, so the reason I'm saying that is because my bilietier, the philodendron bilietier, is putting out another new leaf. And this is like the third new leaf in like the last 2 months. And I'm happy about it. I'm really jazzed about it. But I was like, aren't plants supposed to kind of slow down in the winter? But it just doesn't seem like, in Arizona, it just doesn't seem like I'm having to stress about that.
Ooh, good for you.
New year, new leaf.
Yeah, that's definitely was my experience. Like, I would always say that in my videos because people would ask, like, do you not propagate in the winter? Do you not repot in the winter? And I was always like, no, I do whatever the fuck I want in the winter. I think that's going to be different here for sure. So that's a learning experience for me. Like, yeah, I really want to prop my elbow, but I'm not going to. I'm going to wait.
Now. Scary. Not right now.
Yeah.
I feel like last winter, I wouldn't have dared to do it either just because I didn't have the grow lights. I didn't have a humidifier last winter. I got both of them this year. So it like I have most of my plants in my kitchen and I have two humidifiers going and underneath the lights, like they give off a little bit of heat and I have my lights going. I probably shut them off for maybe 2 hours a day. That's it. Like they're going for like a good 20, 22 hours. And it's at like 60% in my kitchen area. Plus like I cook in there. So I feel like that gives off some warmth too, but also wouldn't like add to the humidity, I don't think. But yeah, it's very hard in the winter. Very hard because it's just so dry and cold.
It's a new experience.
I know. Well, you're used to the dry, but like the cold has a whole new effect. Like it's hard. It is hard.
Yeah. And like the cold windows, that's hard. A lot of my ficus are like kind of biting the dust, which I'm not necessarily sad about. My fiddly fig is fine, but my other ficus are all like, what's going on? And I'm kind of like, if you pull through, you pull through. If not, that's okay. I don't know. I've always felt that way about those ficus. I kind of just am very reckless with them.
We'll never forget the video with the Altissima. And you're like, I love all my plants except that one. I really don't like that one. Just like, it's always in the background of your video. And you were so mean to it.
Yeah, so my like main plant intention this year is to just like make spas for my plants, just spa day every day. You know, I just really want to like, this is sounds like so cheesy, but I really just want to like thank them for like everything. Why am I getting emotional? This is such a weird thing to get emotional about, but I like, they really made 2020 like more bearable. Like there was a few things that helped, like my dog, my plants, like, I don't know. And I just want to make sure that I'm appreciating them and, like, giving them the care that they deserve because they're awesome. And I want to keep my plants, you know? So 2020 was hard to want to take care of them. And a lot of them just, like, were so badly neglected. And so this year, I just want to make sure that I'm taking good care of them.
I love that because I think there's moments, well, I don't think, I know there's moments with, like, my collection where something happens. Like, okay, so like the spider mite situation that I had, I was on a lot of Hoya. I still don't know if they were spider mites. They were bright orange underneath like my flashlight, but they were so microscopic that even my macro lens could barely pick them up, but I could see them. And they were mostly on the stems of the plants. They weren't on like the leaves and there was zero webs, but whatever. Whatever bug this was. So one of the main plants of mine that was like infested with it was my Hoya pubicalyx, my Royal Hawaiian Purple. And I was just like, for the longest time, I brought it into my shower. I sprayed it down with all the other plants. And then that one just kind of stayed in the bathroom and I've just like kind of ignored it. And then I started feeling really guilty because that was one of my first like unboxings on YouTube, that plant. And then it's grown so much. And then there was a moment where I was like, this plant has given you like all you wanted. And this is me talking to myself. And I was like, just like quit being an asshole and like be nicer to it because I don't know. So I kind of love that of when you said that you want to give them the spa day and that they've helped you, because I think that all of us can relate to our plants like being therapeutic or helping us through this year, because it was something to focus on other than all of the not great stuff that happened. And I just love that intention so much.
That could be our next collab video, Plant Spa Day.
Ooh, Plant Spa Day. Nice plug, Nicole.
By the way, we're on YouTube. Go check us out at Pot It Together.
Pot It Together. Go check us out. I still need to film that. We have a YouTube channel and we basically, it's just us collabing on the YouTube channel all the time. It's super fun. We try to put out, I guess, like one video a month. What do you think?
Yeah.
Usually. And it'll usually correspond. So we are planning a plant chores video, all three of us, which will probably it won't be out this week, maybe next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
But yeah, so do you guys, well, let me think if there's anything else regarding plants. I guess that's really it. That really encompasses a lot of things for me. But is there anything that I wanted to know, like what your guys' goals are or like your hopes for your channel? Like some of us have two, but like our Instagrams, like what is the direction that you want to go in? Like, have you guys thought about it?
I guess for me, YouTube has always been, it's been such a creative outlet that I've just loved doing. But it's never been one of those things that I was like, I'm going to do this because I can make money and I can, you know, whatever. Because to be honest, when I started YouTube, I didn't really even realize you could make money. Like, I didn't even think that personally me, and while I say this, I don't make a lot of money on YouTube, but me personally, I just never thought, like, I thought you had to get millions of views and all that stuff to make any income. So it was never a money-making thing for me. It was an outlet of for me to create, because that's what I enjoy doing. And I think the creating part is more of like the behind the scenes of the editing and the filming, and not so much the actual video. I don't know. Like the videos I love doing, but I've never been consistent with it, because it's always just like, well, if I think of something and I film it and I like it, then I'll put it out. But it's never been like a weekly schedule, which I don't even want to say that I want to get onto a weekly schedule or a more consistent schedule, because then it just scares me to like commit. But I do want to, I want to stopping myself from doing videos, because a lot of the times I just get in my own way. I get in my own way of like, well, this has already been done. That kind of situation, or like nobody cares about this. And I think 2020 has showed me that, like, you know, we did that huge collab with Nicole on her channel where we all talked about lessons in 2020, and seeing the comments on that video of people being like, you guys helped me get through this year, not just us three in particular, but just plant YouTube, plant videos in general. And I was like, okay, well, damn it, Adam, stop thinking that like your videos have to be this huge thing, when it could just literally be you sitting there talking and someone's going to enjoy it possibly. So like, I don't know. That's that's a little bit of me getting out of my own way, because if I can put something out there and it brightens somebody's day, then that's all I care about. Like, I don't care about any of the other stuff. Like, if one person was just like, okay, I needed that video today and I needed to like have a little chuckle today because life's felt like shit, then that makes it all worth it. So I think,
yeah,
I don't know, just focusing on consistency and just like doing stuff to do stuff and not having qualms about it or getting in my own way. And then Instagram, I just posted that photo today, but I want to be more like present on my grid, because I'm in stories on Instagram, which is what I love watching. So like I focus most of my energy on stories. And they're not even like, same. They're not even fun. Well, they're not anything special. It's just like day-to-day life. But, you know, I looked at my grid and it's just like a whole bunch of my wrist holding up a plant. And I was like, okay, well, like I love these photos of these plants because like they're my plants and I adore them. But
and they're beautiful pictures.
I want to be yes. more... I mean, and the thing is, literally that day I pick up a plant and I use my phone and I just take a photo. Like, I don't plan anything. But I want to be better at that because, I don't know. I want to show my face on there. I want people... Because I think people feel more connected when they actually see the person behind the account. Because I don't...
For sure.
I don't know how many people watch stories. Like I said, I love them. I am a me story too. Watcher, but... Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's just my thoughts on my... channel stuff. I don't know.
Your socials.
Socials.
I thought about it. I've been thinking about it for like the past couple of weeks actually, and I feel that 2020 I was pretty consistent with 2020 with posting, like trying to post twice a week, but I did get off schedule. I like to try to post on YouTube Monday and Wednesday at the same time every day. And I don't know, you know, 2020 we can go on and on about how it affected us all in different ways, but it really did. Like, I think this is the first year I actually experienced some type of depression, some type of anxiety, and it really got in the way. Like, even though I had all this time on my hands in 2020, like I didn't all the time on my hands. Mm-hmm. I probably could have put out a video every day if I wanted to, you know, but I just couldn't get the motivation to film or to edit. It just felt like this overwhelming task all of a sudden. So I feel like with the new year and like hope with everything going into the new year, I'm definitely motivated. Like, I'm excited. I feel like I'm ready to start planning out my videos. I try to keep a list like with ideas so that when I wake up on filming day, which I like to try to film either on Tuesdays or Thursdays, I can just pick a video or two and they're already there. I don't have to think about it. And I could be like, oh yeah, I'll do that. So I really want to try to maintain a long list of videos. And I want to try to get a little bit more educational. And I think I said this last year in like what I want to do in 2020, but I can say it again this year. I definitely want to bring more education to my channel and have like take it back to basics, you know, like talk more about common plants and more about beginning your plant journey and like the stuff that I searched when I first got into plants. I think that people, like, there could be so many people out there that do the same video, but people are looking for that when they're starting their collection. And so many people got into plants in 2020 that I think that it's just very relevant and I have some type of knowledge to bring to the table on that. So that's my plan for my YouTube channel. And then I'm starting my cooking channel probably sometime in the spring. I'm not sure yet. More to come on that. No pressure on myself. But I have some ideas. I have a list of like stuff I want to do already. And like series. I think I'm going to do more series on that channel. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram, I think I need to just get better at posting pictures in my feed because like you, Adam, I'm a story person. Like I could probably have 50 stories in my Instagram a day because I love watching them so much. And they're just so easy, like to pick up your phone and just to be real and like, you mm-hmm. know, film what you're doing. But I don't post a lot of pictures in my feed. So I want to kind of plan that out and get a little bit better at that.
I have this big goal. Well, there's YouTube. And in the last half of this year, I really gave myself the space to get off my upload schedule if I really needed it. And it honestly helped me a lot to just like let go. Because up until this point, I've been a very consistent Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday uploader. And it was just beginning to be a lot because, well, the pandy.
Yeah.
And I was really, really lucky to, my job was not affected, but I still had all the emotional burdens and I still had to work, which just seems like such a silly thing to complain about. I feel very lucky that I was in the situation that I was in, but it was still very overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So it was actually a good thing that I finally let myself just calm down. And this year I want to continue with that, like continue just giving myself grace, but also really push myself to like pre-record a few videos at a time like I used to, just like get back into the swing of doing that. It just really helps. It really helps me be consistent. But and mostly that is because I have a goal, and I don't know if I've even shared this with you guys yet, but you know, I'm setting a big goal here. I don't know if it'll actually happen, but it's fun. I have a goal to be completely self-employed in a year. So,
nice.
Yeah.
That is so exciting.
I don't know how that's going to go, but between YouTube and partnerships and my book and the soil, I feel like it might be possible. So I'm just really keeping my hopes high for that and going to like work hard to do that, because I really would like that freedom to be able to do other things that I like as well, like explore a different career path. But I feel like I need like that. I feel like I need the freedom that comes with being self-employed to be able to do that. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And so full-time content creator would be really fun. I feel like
that sounds great.
I'm like a quarter of the way there financially. So have some work to do, but that's a big goal of mine. And yeah. And then Instagram, I am with Adam. I want to keep showing my face. Like both, all of us want to post more to our feeds. I want to show my face more because this year I did not take pictures of myself, which seems like such a silly thing to say, but like I really did not take that many photos. Like I don't have photos of myself from this year really that are like good photos, not pictures of me on like slumped over on the couch, you know what I mean? And like I just feel like I'm like out of my groove, and TikTok made me realize this, because I was like, how, you know those challenges where they like post all these photos of themselves? Not that I want to do that, but I was just like, how do they have so many photos of themselves? And at first I was like, is that like narcissistic? And then I was like, no, they just like are confident, they just like the way they look. So anyway, one of my goals is to take more photos of myself.
I mean, honestly, when I see people like I don't even want to say like influencers, just people who take photos for their own Instagrams and like have this vibe and this aesthetic, and I'm like, the thought of like doing that out in public gives me so much anxiety of like, I don't know how that person can like do that and not be like anxious about it. And then I think to myself like the same thing about that coming out video of like, why should I give a shit what someone down the street who's watching me do this thinks, because I probably don't know that person, nor will I meet them. So like, why am I valuing that over like what I want to do in this moment? Right. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, it does. And it might sound silly, but it's hard. Like when you're in that moment, like I experience anxiety going in to a store, like if I'm vlogging with a camera still 2 years in, it's like I still get nervous, like someone's gonna kick me out. It's like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? They're gonna tell me to put my camera away, you know? So it's, I don't know, I totally get that, totally get that. But it is like when you're in that moment, you're like, ooh, what are they gonna think, you know?
Yeah, one of my like life quotes is, fuck it, you're never gonna see them again. I love that.
Yeah,
you likely won't, and if you do, they're not gonna remember. You're not gonna, what just happened?
My Cadbury eggs fell down, but I thought something was moving in the closet.
You jumped, your hair moved.
Yeah, your hair flopped,
because it sounded like there was an animal or something in here, and it scared me.
That's funny. Adam got some Cadbury eggs because apparently the Easter decorations are already out on January 1st.
Look, insane. Nothing would ever would stop me from eating these, because these are my favorite Easter treats. And I'm so mad that Europe just gets Cadbury whenever they feel like it. We only get them at Easter.
I know. It's truly a shame.
Wait, so do you like the really big ones filled with caramel or filled with like the kid?
No.
Oh, those are my favorite.
I only like the mini eggs that are like milk chocolate with a shell. Because I like to suck on them until the shell disintegrates, and then I chew the chocolate. It's my favorite.
Okay. So I like those, the like original Cadbury.
Disgusting.
Like the so good. So good. Like loaded with sugar. Like I instantly get a headache after eating one, but... You can't You can't tell me not to. And the caramel ones are so good.
Nope. Too much. It's too much. Yes. That's too much.
I'm glad that I know your guys' Cadbury egg routines.
Yeah, Becca's like, okay, guys, let's move on.
No, back to me. So yeah, I need to take pictures of myself.
It's hard to take pictures of yourself. Kidding. You know, we kind of talked about
that. It's so hard.
Like, it's not, I don't know. Some of my plants are like bigger. And so like the whole hand holding the plant behind the colored light is just not going to work for some of them. But then it's really difficult for me to like take a staged photo. Like, I think both of you guys have an aesthetic that's beautiful. And I just don't think I could ever replicate that personally. And I see all these other Instagram accounts that are like taking photos of like their plant walls, and I'm like, mine looks
well. Let me
so
just
bad.
Stop you right there, because did you see your top 9 favorite most liked pictures? You're in most of them, so people want to see
yeah,
you and you have
I'm
a
like
nice aesthetic.
Naked, so
more of that. Woo!
No, two of them. I was naked.
Wait, there was two.
I didn't even
naked.
Notice that.
Well, the other one, I was in bed with my Monstera. That was my...
Becca goes to Instagram.
I'm like...
Well, I didn't post it on my feed.
Not dude naked? Oh, I do remember
everyone
that
everyone listening
pic.
Goes to Instagram.
But, yeah. I don't know. Like, I
get
think,
that,
like,
though.
Seeing the person, you know, like, We got into this for community, and we found it. But seeing the person, I think, means more to me and to others. Like, you know, I mm-hmm. if someone follows me and I click on the account, I'm like, oh, these are a lot of beautiful plants. But I don't know who that person is, and if they don't have a picture of themselves, I'm kind of just like, well, I don't know. This feels weird. So then I just don't interact, because it's just like, well, who is this? You know, kind of thing.
I think also that. Like, not to like talk about influencers or like sound influencey or anything, but I think as our channels grow and as we all get bigger, I think subconsciously we're worried about how people perceive us and like our lives and like, you know, or at least I'm not going to speak for you guys. That's how I feel. I feel like, oh my God, there's 1,000 new people on my Instagram page that have not been here or seen my journey the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. Let me make a good first impression. I don't know. Like, that comes to my mind quite often. And I feel like it's the same thing with YouTube. Like, when I'm recording a new YouTube video, I feel like every time I press record, like, I'm talking to a huge new audience, you know? So I think that has something to do with it too. Like, in our hesitation mm-hmm. to show more of our faces.
Yeah, definitely. Gosh, I think, I don't know, not to bring up TikTok again, but there's like a lot of TikTok like photographers who will share like self portrait stuff. And I'm just like, I just want to do that. I just want to try harder. But it yeah. is so awkward. Every time I try to take a picture, most notably World Naked Gardening Day last year.
Oh, which, by the way, it was fire. It was fire, because I got the privilege of seeing it.
Yeah, Adam like tried to help me with that picture. It never saw the light of day, but
aww.
No, just stuff like that, like fun stuff. I'm like, no, I can't do it. I can't take a picture of myself. So just need to get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have some self-conscious stuff to work through personally. But yeah, I mean, I'm a photographer and I don't take pictures of my like ever. Like, I'll never grab my professional camera out and like set it up and take a picture of myself. And Jay's really good at like doing that. Like, he'll be like, let's take the camera out. Like, he's better than I am with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, iPhone selfie, you know?
Yeah.
And it's different though, like when I'm with you two or with I'm with friends, like I want to take a pic, I want to get like the memory capture.
Yeah.
But like by yourself, mm-hmm. it just feels kind of awkward. Taco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, I love when other people do it though. So I don't know why I feel this way. Cause like,
me too.
I love seeing people like, and especially people who are not like quote unquote influencers. Like you said, Adam, they just mm-hmm. like take pictures. Mm-hmm. I love that. I think it's awesome. I love seeing those pictures cause it's like such a creative thing to do. Yeah. We all need to set up self timer. We should do a video where we... where we have a photo shoot.
solo photo.
Speaking of photo shoots, we need to take more pictures of us together because the Potted Together family isn't going to get very many pictures this season of us three because we haven't seen each other in so long.
Yeah, it's been almost
it's
a
been
year.
It's been a long time. It's been almost a year. Yeah.
It was like last March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe we could record our self-timer photography.
Photoshop us all together.
Be pretty simple. You know Photoshop, Nicole. Like,
yeah.
Okay, Nicole, have you ever had to Photoshop someone out of a wedding photo?
Oh, I've been asked to do that plenty of times, but I've always said, fuck no.
Really?
I'm not doing that. It's not an easy thing
no,
to do.
It's not.
Unless you're all separated, mm-hmm. not together on a white backdrop, you're not getting that person out of the photo cleanly, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to look like crap.
I heard somewhere that photographers will put like the girlfriend or someone who like might not be there forever or whatever at the
How
end
I Met
of
Your
the
Mother?
Pictures.
Who's that bitch?
Yes.
Who's that?
Oh, I love yeah. that show. Is that true? Do you do that so that it could easily be cropped if needed?
Well, I always just kind of ask the couple like, pay attention to your family photos because this is your wedding. So make sure you know the groupings you want because I don't know who these people are or how significant they are to be in family photos.
Mm.
So you do that work and you just let me know who's going to be in the picture. And like, then I group them together. But if there are awkward times, especially where like parents are divorced and they don't want to be in the same photo or like brother of the bride has a girlfriend he just met a few weeks ago and she's like standing next to me and not waiting for me to call her in. And it's like, you don't know, honey, you're going to stay here, you know?
That's
but,
so awkward.
Yeah, it's been some awkward stuff.
Yeah, I'll say. All right, well, I think we've exhausted
How
the...
long have we been recording?
Over an hour.
Ooh.
I think we've really...
Success on the first epi.
Yeah, we've really exhausted the topic. We've chatted it up.
We have. Well, it is so good to be back in the swing of things.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
happy to be back in the closet looking at your two beautiful faces because honestly,
aww.
Like, we all kind of just took a break from life for a while, even though we've still chatted periodically, but it's just nice to sit down and have these moments. So yay for
yeah,
season
for
two
sure.
Yay for 2021.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, yes, yes. 2021, please be good. Have you guys
please.
Seen that TikTok?
I'm not on TikTok.
It's the woman where she's like, I've been hearing people saying 2021 is going to be our year. No, we're like we're walking in quietly. We're not touching anything.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't touch nothing. That's basically what it was. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. We really appreciate it. And if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, if you're a new listener, that really helps us get into the right ears. And you can subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to see our faces. And follow us on Instagram. We've got lots of action items for you. But if you want more Potted Together, there are many ways to get it. So thank you guys so much.
And audience, we want to hear your intentions with your plant collection or... whatever you have going on, whatever hobbies you have going on in life, tell us over on Instagram on today's post, like what your intentions are for 2021 going forward.
Yeah, let us know. We want to know. We want to chat with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do this.
Yeah, it is motivating to hear what other people are putting forth intentions for. I mean, that's really what got me to even think about it because I was like, I'm not doing this year. But it was helpful to hear other people. So we'll share on our stories. Nicole will share on our stories. As she does, our Instagram queen.
Yes.
But all right, guys, thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.